Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So if you don't agree with Joe Biden that we got to get rid of voter ID right now and make it outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree with the Democrats' war on voter ID and really kind of having any sort of standards as far as figuring out who's voting in an election.
Yeah.
Then you, by God, are a domestic terrorist. You are as bad as George Wallace. That's how bad you are. You're a terrible person. And then the polling came out, 52% of Americans against the Democrats' election reforms, federalizing elections. So basically, he just called a whole country domestic terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For simply disagreeing with it.
Yeah.
So circle back, Psaki, his spokes chick, was asked, was that a good idea, calling so many millions of Americans domestic terrorists? I mean, electorally, is that a good strategy maybe for the Democrats, do you think, in that speech?
He stands by everything he said in that speech.
Okay, cool. Now, the heart of the speech was that you are a racist cut from the cloth of a George Wallace. If you, and a Bull Connor, if you don't go along with getting rid of voter ID, because that's what their you know, proposed Voting Rights Act does, right? Which is really a Voting Wrongs Act.
No.
It's just a bunch of wrongs.
It doesn't make it harder to vote. It makes it harder to cheat if you're voting.
Yeah. Okay, so... And so the Democrats are running around saying, if you disagree with, by the way, it's white Democrats running around saying, if you disagree with us on this, then you are a racist because, as we all know, black people are incapable of securing ID. Hmm. Anybody bother to ask black people how they feel about this?
No, not that I've heard.
No. Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, somebody did. And the message isn't very good for the Democrats. Now, keep in mind, this is Joe Biden. He's calling people who disagree with him on this racist in his speech, and they're domestic terrorists, okay? But care to take a guess which group of Americans voter ID was the most popular with?
Don't tell me.
Black people.
There you go.
Black people. This is a survey. It was done in Michigan. It was a statewide survey, right? It found that more than 75% of participants overall supported a requirement to show a government-issued photo ID in order to vote. 75%.
75%. Even in Common Core math, that's three quarters.
It is. And so that means 75% of Americans are, in fact, Bull Connor-style racists who are also domestic terrorists. But what percentage of black people agree with that statement? This is the punchline. Supporting a requirement to show a government-issued photo ID in order to vote, 79% of black residents said yes. 79. By the way, it was the highest. It was only 75% for white people.
So more black voters in Michigan that were polled,
yes,
want voter ID than white voters in Michigan.
Overwhelmingly, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just want to make sure we had that right there, Joe.
Okay. So who? This is white liberals calling everyone who disagrees with them on this a racist. And they apparently haven't bothered to ask black people how they feel about it.
I'm still getting a kick out of Chuck Schumer sitting here using a filibuster to stop filibusters from occurring in the Senate. I mean, this is priceless.
Right. After passionately demanding for years that the filibuster remain in place.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And we have, there's audio after audio of that, of Schumer saying this, of Biden when he was a senator saying this. But now Schumer is actually wanting to use the real filibuster, which you must remain there speaking to stop the vote from taking place, to force the filibuster to be ended. You're using the weapon that you're campaigning against to, I don't know, I'm just getting confused here.
They don't even know what they're saying. No. All they know is they need to legalize voter fraud quickly because that's what they in the last election they relied on suspending laws illegally.
Yeah.
You can't suspend a law. I mean that's not a thing. State laws have to be changed by legislatures through a thing called the Democrats love this democracy.
Yeah.
Like an actual vote of the representatives. Like you can't just have a liberal judge or a secretary of state who happens to be a Democrat say, "Well, you know, I don't like that law." Because it makes it hard for us to cheat, so we'll just suspend it. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
So the Democrats used that to break the law in 2020, and they know they need to do it again. So it's a brilliant strategy, just legalize voter fraud. That's what they're doing. Texter writes, if they want to locate the real domestic terrorist, they should look in a mirror.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder how it feels if you're a black person of any political persuasion to be looking at the television and hearing white liberals over and over and over again tell you black people are incapable of getting an ID.
No.
I can't imagine it's a very popular sentiment given that black people are the most emphatic about it in polling. 79% of black people are like, no, 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 we want everyone to have an ID.
Yeah, Candace Owens had a great response to that one.
Oh, yeah, was that the one on Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just...
Did she could not, she was talking about it. She had gone and tried to get an ID as a black woman and was shocked to find that she could get
an
ID.
She was able to do that as a black woman. She was able to get an ID.
It happened.
Amazing.
And in America, and it happens every day. Like, you're in traffic and you look to the right and left and black people are in cars driving.
Mm-hmm. That's because they have a photo ID driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's that clip, by the way. I do love that clip. Candace Owens on Tucker talking about it. Well, never mind. My computer has just completely
There's that nice little sound.
Frozen. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Candace Owens.
Candace, do you have a government-issued ID? And if you do, how did you get it?
I'm so excited to announce to the world that I was actually able to secure government-issued ID because I am smarter than a fifth grader. And this is such the bigotry of low expectations. It's not even though, because the Democrats know that what they're saying is absolutely foolish, right? The idea that black Americans are wandering around like Neanderthals going, how do we do it? How did everybody do this? This would mean, Tucker, we've never been into a hotel room. We can't get hotel rooms. We can't rent a car. We can't buy a car. We can't buy liquor, cigarettes, all the things that require just a simple form of identification. That means black Americans don't even have a bank account, Tucker. Can you imagine? We're running around going, how do we do it? How do we do it? Because we can't Google DMV near me and get there and provide basic, you know, pieces of education. It's so insulting. And it's funny because they don't think that people understand what they're doing. Democrat strategy is so simple. What do we want to accomplish? Anything that stands in our way, call it racist. And why do they call it racist? Because the truth here, Tucker, is they perceive black Americans as stupid and emotional. They view us to be low information. They want us to be their pawns. So if they call it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. And she is in tune with black people on this. Again, to find out that they are the group in America of all groups, all racial groups who are most adamant about you should have an ID to vote. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Texter writes, boy, this nails it. You were just talking about Chuck Schumer, Lee.
Yeah.
That is like using using the filibuster to stop the filibuster. That is like using AK-47s to stop people from using AK-47s.
Right, exactly, yes. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. Texter writes, Tara, why don't you say what we are, a republic?
Right.
We always use democracy. No, I don't. You must be new to the show.
Yeah, we... The problem is that the mainstream media, and including Fox News and many of our Republican politicians, keep talking about democracy, threat to democracy and all this. And we are not a democracy. That is said numerous times by myself, by Tara, by other hosts on this show and on this station. And, I'm sorry if we don't do it every single time. We would probably not have enough time to, continue getting the other information out there if we had to refute every single occasion where Democrats and media liberals continue to, propagate that narrative that we have a democracy. It is not a democracy. It's a representative republic.
With a democratic form of voting, yes. And that's what I was referring to when I talked about the legislature. That's where the vote is Democratic style in the legislature. Right. But no, the best way to do this, if you want to shut down a liberal really fast on this, again, pull up the text of the Constitution, text search it.
Right.
Text search democracy, you will not find it. Yeah. Text search republic, and you will find that the Constitution says we have a republican form of government.
Right,
right there. So that'll settle it right there. This is not hard. Unless you've been through years of public school history and civics, in which case it might be a little confusing for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to know the difference between liberals and conservatives? Here it is, this Huffington Post article. When you should take your mental health day. They're saying don't take it on Wednesday. I mean, the best day of the week, they say, to take your mental health day is any day you need to. But in general, Wednesday's night might not be the best. Yeah, it breaks up the week. But a lot of people just end up stressing about having to go back on Thursday. And if you, I mean, you might not be able to deal with that. So, folks, do they have this where you work a mental health day? Do they have that? I mean, I can't imagine saying to my boss, yeah, you know what? It's Tuesday. You're going to need to get a fill-in because I need a mental health day. He would think I was mental. That would be embarrassing. Who does that? Do people do that where you work? Yeah, hey, no, me. I'm off for my mental health day on Thursday. I'll be back. You admit that out loud? Yeah, I need a mental health day. Why? Well, that makes me assume you're mental. Nobody admits a thing like that, even if they actually are mental. By the way, you want proof the left is mental and how differently they think from, you know, normal people? This poll, folks, it's all you need. We're not like them. You want to know right here why we can't get along, why we're like oil and water, why California ran out of U-Hauls, as did Illinois, They ran out because normally people, you know, are going both ways. So somebody will bring it from Texas back to California. Nobody's going to California from Texas. That's why they ran out of U-Hauls. It never happened before. It's the mental part. It's the this is crazy, I'm out of here mentality. Listen to this. A majority of Democrats support Anthony Fauci. And are you ready for this? A majority of Democrats support quarantine camps. Quarantine camps for those who won't get the vaccination. Fines for those who won't get the vaccination. And get this. Prison terms for the unvaccinated. Folks, we all know the vaccine doesn't work. I mean, all you got to do is watch television, take in any kind of media. And every day it's some vaxxed person getting sick, right? Every day. Because it doesn't work. Not to stop the spread or prevent you from getting it. Forget that. We know this. They don't care. Because they're branch Covidians, folks. It is a sacrament to them. And this shows you, if you're not willing to go along with whatever is in style with them right now, and the hottest thing going is the vax for them, it used to be the mask. That didn't work either, by the way. They didn't care. This will show you how nuts they are. This will show you how their brains automatically go to, hey, if someone disagrees with me, you got to lock them up. According to a survey conducted by Rasmussen Reports and the Heartland Institute, 59% of self-identified Democrats support the government requiring unvaccinated individuals to stay in their homes at all times. And 35%, so that's a majority, 59%, 35% of Democrats surveyed strongly support the government confining the unvaccinated at all times. And that's the most humane thing they support. Nearly half of Democrats, 45%, want the government to involuntarily detain unvaccinated Americans, like against their will. And they want federal or state governments to force citizens to live in quarantine camps. 45% of Democrats. Folks, this is just for disagreeing with them. Again, we know the shot doesn't work. Not for stopping the spread. They don't care. It's what's hot right now. And if you don't want to be into what's hot right now, then you go to the quarantine camp. And you don't come out. 45% of Democrats agree with the statement. Federal or state governments should require citizens to live in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Insane. More than a quarter. Oh, it's 29. More than a quarter of Democrats would like to see the government, get this, take children away from parents who don't comply with compulsory COVID vaccination. 29% of Democrat voters would support temporarily removing parents' custody of their children if they refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine. That's nuts. They're nuts. This is why you can't live with them. And 55% of Democrats want unvaccinated Americans fined. Fines. It gets worse. The survey also revealed that a plurality of Democrats, that means the biggest number of Democrats, but not a majority, so that'd be like 46%. A plurality of Democrats support microchipping people. Microchipping people. So the government can track their vaccine status. So, folks, this is mainstream stuff with the left. This is not, well, I'm just trying to scare you to get rated. This is what they believe. They are nuts. Oh, by the way, since we're all settled science these days, everything is settled science, right? I could prove to you they are literally mental. Like that's not just me being mean and throwing that out there. Did you see this? Pew poll, okay? Pew is a liberal polling outfit. 62% of those, 62, who classify themselves as very liberal or liberal, 62%, have been told by a doctor they have a mental health condition. Let that sink in. 62, because you don't have to be crazy to be locking up your neighbors for not getting a shot that doesn't work. 62% of those who classify themselves as liberal or very liberal. So basically 62% of the left have been told by a doctor they have a mental health condition, compared to 26% of conservatives and 20% of moderates. Young white people, by the way, the white ones are the craziest. Young white people who identify as very liberal were almost 1.5 times more likely to report mental health problems than those who consider themselves liberal. So it's apparently the more liberal you get, the crazier you are. Or maybe the crazier you are, the more liberal you get. But so these folks, this whole idea, this whole, oh, COVID camps, that had never happened. The left, the majorities and the pluralities, they want you dragged from your home, your children taken away, and they want you locked up in a quarantine camp for not getting a shot that doesn't work. Oh, my God. This is why the country's falling apart. These people are nuts.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, in response to the last segment, and the leftist Democrat media calls conservatives Republicans or totalitarians. Yeah, so a stunning poll there. Majorities or pluralities of Democrats wanting to lock up people who won't get the vaccine and take their kids. This is normal. This is normal on the thing. You cannot underestimate them. They are this insane. They are literally mental. And I've got the stats to prove it in terms of mental illness. This is, we cannot live together with these people. You can't even argue with them. They're not rational. You just have to defeat them, as Rush used to say. There's no other option. All right. Speaking of crazy, and I while we're on mental, let's just go full bore, right? I mean, I don't mean to alarm some of you about this style trend. You know what's coming back? Mullets. And goth. I didn't know goth went out of style. So, you know, it's always a group of kids in every high school. It starts in middle school, you know, with the jack boots, all black, dye the hair. Yeah, goth has been around for a long time. To me, goth never went out. But mullets are coming back. Now, I threw this out earlier. With no small amount of alarm, I can't wear that style. You know what? Nobody can. About the only people who can part their hair in the middle, and then just not worry about how the rest of it falls. Like supermodels, runway models, that's about it. Everybody else looks awful, but they all tried. We all tried. We tried valiantly. It's one style trend I thought would never come back. Because in our lifetime, like some style trends have come back like 2-3 times. I think we've done the 70s like twice in my lifetime. Well, 3 times. Really, if you count. Twice. Pulp Fiction did it the first time. Brought it back. The movie. Love that movie. But yeah, mullets. Texter writes, mullets are all the rage in Missouri. Well, no, okay. I was skeptical about this when I saw this on Pinterest. What happened was Pinterest started this. They go through, you know, the trends, the stuff that's trending and hot on Pinterest, and mullets, right? And I went, I don't know. But then people started texting in and going, no, it is a thing. One guy said it's bad with kids. There's kids on a travel baseball team. He says, like, every travel team's got, like, four or five kids with a mullet. I said, no, it can't be, but it is. It's coming back. Texter writes, the inmates are running the asylum. I don't know if this is in regards to mullets. The mental health statistics on liberals collected by Pew. Or that crazy poll. I don't even know. Texter writes, Tara, my older male cousin is half Cherokee but looks full. I try to grow my hair like his in the 80s, but getting the front longer was a very long, hard process. If someone called my hair a mullet, I would have cut it off immediately. Well, it's coming back. It is. Not for all of you, though. Several people on the text line wanted to grow one this morning, but saying that they don't have enough hair now. Texter writes, we've been invaded in the Blue Ridge Greer area. Mullets are everywhere. My son wants one and I refuse. Texter writes, no skullets though. Just sad. What's a skullet? I'm going to have to Google that. I am. Texter writes, Jesse mullet. No, that's a different story. But thank you for participating this morning with the show. Texter writes, Novak Djokovic, the only athlete ever banned from a sport and an entire country for refusing to do drugs. Oh, did you see this in France? What's going on? Watch this. I died laughing yesterday. There is a court case in France. Guy took the Pfizer vaccine and croaked. Okay. Nobody is disputing that the Pfizer vaccine killed him. His doctors agree. The medical examiner agrees. The Pfizer vaccine did him in. So he had a multi-million dollar insurance policy his kids wanted to collect, understandably, right? They're in court right now in France with the insurance company. The insurance company's refusing to pay because they say he knowingly participated in a risky drug trial and thus shouldn't be compensated according to the terms of his policy. Which says if he participated in a drug trial for a drug that is unnecessary, for a drug that does, you know, that in other words, it's not a life-threatening illness. It's not like, you know, you're in stage four cancer, so you're opting for the drug trial because it's your last best hope to live, right? Then they pay. But if you're opting for the drug trial for something that doesn't kill you, you know, a non-serious malady, it doesn't count if you die. And they say he opted to participate in a risky drug trial because he took the vaccine and they won't pay. So they're in court brawling it out. Texter writes, my wife won't let me grow a mullet. Well, sir, you're not alone. Poor Rambo Loco is in the same boat. No way. Not doing it. Texter writes, I thought mullet was something you use for a crawfish bait. Oh. Yeah. Texter writes, I was in ROTC as a kid in high school back in the late 1980s, so I cut all my hair off. Oh, so you missed mullets the first time, you poor thing. Do you still have hair? What's your big chance? Texter writes, Benjamin Franklin was the original mullet man. Was he? I have to look that up. Texter writes, Tara and Lee, mullets prove you can't stamp out stupid. Another texter writes, Joe Dirt, 2022. What is the deal with Joe Dirt? Is that a mullet thing? I can't believe this is coming back. I thought that was the one thing we were not going. Oh yeah, I'm looking at that. Joe Dirt. Well, no, wait. That's 2001. No, it's again another one. 2015. I'm not getting it. I don't understand. I don't get why they're coming back. It scares me though. I did not like mullets. There was no man look good with a mullet, except Lee Rogers. Lee Rogers could rock a mullet. Other than that, no. I've seen the photographic proof. It's true. Texter writes, okay, skullets are no hair on top, but long in the back. Think Chris Elliott from Scary Movie 2. Okay. Another texter writes, Tara, a mullet is a fish. Yes, unfortunately, it is a god-awful haircut, too. Texter writes, Tara, oh, no, if mullets are back, when will the rat tail be back? See, this came up this morning. I don't know. Let's hope they don't find out about the rat tail. Let's just do that, right? These people who didn't live through it the first time. Texter writes, I went to my hair gal with long hair. She said, what should she do? She didn't want to give me a mullet. I told her that was exactly what I was looking for. Another texter simply writes, long live the class of 1983. Oh, I get it. Okay. Texter writes, okay, this could explain this. No. This is mullets help you look gender fluid daily. I don't know. I got to say, I thought the mullet was masculine. I mean, it wasn't attractive in any way, but it was masculine. Texter writes, if I could handle the long hair, I would grow a mullet. Okay, wait. We had a debate about this earlier. I Googled mullet. And if you look at the standard pick on Google, the hair only goes to your shoulders. So it doesn't have to be long. I mean, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. Texter writes, a mullet is also known as the West Virginia waterfall. Well, look, I hope this goes by quickly. Because last time mullets were in, it seemed they last for years. You know what I mean? Like, I hope this is a one-and-done seasonal thing. Like, we do it one season and then we're done. A lot of you reacting to the mullet coming back, saying, yep, you're seeing it too. Tara, some of these high school football players sported the mullets as well. Yeah, it looks like they are making a comeback. Okay, I had hoped this wasn't true. Okay, Barbara in Belton is a hairdresser. And you are very opinionated on this mullet situation. Barbara, is it coming back?
The mullet has been back for about a year now.
Oh, dear.
But the big thing this year is everybody's permanent.
No.
We've done multiple perms on mullets so far this year. My great nephew, who's only 8, he permed his mullet. It's that's the big trend this year. Everybody's starting to perm it again.
That's terrible. So wait, these are boys coming in getting perms?
Yes, and men, not just boys, men.
Well, what do you say to them? I guess you just take their money.
You do what you're paid to do. I mean, my husband, he had really curly hair, so he never had it. He always had a kind of like a fro in high school. But our son, who's 24, I have been cutting him a mullet. So it's sad to say, but it's back.
Okay, is it back for just for men or women doing this too?
So far, it's just been men.
Wow. Okay. Because I got to tell you, Barbara, women look awful in mullets. I think you got to be a certain level of beautiful, like runway model, in order to just part your hair in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And walk around like that.
Well, so far, no women have, but the men are, and the boys are loving it.
So is this mainly younger people who are doing this, or men of all ages?
All ages. The other girl, Orsa, she permed a 50-year-old man about a month ago. And then she, you know, has done a 13-year-old boy. So it's just a wide range.
Oh, my Lord. This, well, Barbara, okay, on an upset, somebody pointed this out earlier, this is better than the man bun taking off. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is...
I don't know. I kind of like the man bun a little better than the mullet.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm an 80s child, so... But it just should have stayed back.
Hmm. Yeah, people online are asking, are you talking about that 80s hair you could use a can of hairspray on? Are they hairspraying this permed hair of theirs?
No.
Okay, so it's a little more natural than in the 80s where you'd be in a stiff breeze. You know what I mean? Like wind, 45-mile-an-hour wind and it wouldn't move. That's a mullet. Holy cow. Texter writes, the original mullet craze was brought on by a country singer. Damn country singers. Texter writes, Terry, you say it's masculine, but I've seen quite a few women for the 80s and 90s who have them. Did their mamas just not love them? I don't know. Texter writes, oh, this is so true. Mutton chop sideburns are next. Oh, there's no telling how bad it could get. It could spin out of control. Texter writes, Tara, my previous boss is a 6-foot-tall woman. She'd been sporting a mullet for 20 years. Texter writes, Tara, come to wear shoals. There are a few women with mullets. Yeah, see, but the question there is, have they had the mullet the whole time? That doesn't count. Like they just never got rid of it. Texter rates the two greatest mullets ever, Billy Ray Cyrus and Joe Dirt. I'll take your word for it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I had a rat tail once. When it was about 16 inches long. When it dried, it curled up like a spring and ended up being about 8 inches long. Oh, great. Yeah. This is not heading in a good direction. I thought surely this would be the one thing that'd never come back. Texter writes, I told you my 9-year-old son wanted to perm his mullet. I guess this is a thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.